The Prince George Cougars junior hockey team visited the site of the former LeJac residential school to learn firsthand from a residential school survivor. The players traveled to LeJac in Fraser Lake to hear from Lidley Tena elder Clifford Kwa about what life was like for Indigenous students at residential school. LeJac operated from 1922 to 1976 by the Catholic Church under contract with the Government of Canada, and in 1953, at just 5 years old, Kwa was forced to attend the school until he left in 1963. He spoke to the players about the loneliness and abuse he suffered at LeJac and how that trauma affected his life going forward. "It is a great way for our guys to learn some things they haven't been taught enough," said Cougars business director Taylor Dackers. "Our guys need to be leaders in the community. They need to have an understanding that it takes more than an orange shirt or an orange ribbon. They need to be examples of change, of recognition of where they are living and where they are playing the sport," he said, adding to their educational understanding will allow them to be better role models in the community. The visit to LeJac by the Cougars is part of a partnership that developed last year with the Lidley Tena First Nation after the discovery of 215 unmarked graves at the site of the former Kamloops Residential School. The Prince George Cougars contacted the Lidley Tena to ask how they should acknowledge the discovery and honor kids who didn't make it home from residential schools. Chief Darlene Logan suggested a start by informing the players, coaches, and staff about this dark chapter in Canadian history and to never forget the lost children, survivors, their families, and communities. COVID restrictions last year prevented a visit to the LeJac residential school site where most Lidley and other Indigenous children from central BC attended, so Elder Kwa gave a presentation to the team in Prince George about his life at LeJac. Kwa recounted how he was given the number 26 by teachers and staff and not allowed to be called by his name, Clifford. During that first presentation to the team, the Cougars surprised him with an orange jersey embroidered with his number 26 and signed by the team. They turned the 26 into a positive, beamed Kwa. He brought that same jersey to show the team as he spoke to them on the grounds of LeJac. "I was honored to teach the youngsters. Because I did it last year, but it was COVID rules and we had to wear masks, and this time is totally different," said Kwa. "I can look in their expressions on their faces and to me. That's my words, and they are listening to me of my history of being in LeJac school. They are listening and learning, and I am getting to them, but I just wish I had more time to do this. I wish I had more time to do a little more explanation on the school itself and more stories." Defenseman Hudson Thornton, who also saw Kwa speak last year, said it was important to continue to learn more about residential schools. Learning about his experiences of being at school, "You don't meet someone that has gone through that very often," said Thornton. "I think it's an important experience for me, and everyone, to come here and be on the site of a residential school. Looking at those pictures and just seeing it and being able to see what it's like and hear about his experiences, I think it's important for all of us to understand and learn." Forward Fisher O'Brien said learning of Kwa's post-school experience and how that affected his mental health was impactful. "Mental health is important with our team, so it's important we learned about that," said O'Brien. "Even just knowing we are allowed to play hockey and do things that we love, and they had that taken away from them." LeJac is located on Nadlee Wut'en First Nations traditional territory, and Nadlee Wut'en Chief Martin Louis also came to welcome the team. He spoke to the team about the recent loss of his grandson, who was also a hockey player and had dreams of going places, to an overdose, and spoke about the struggles many of his community members face because of intergenerational trauma from residential schools. "My siblings got affected by this. They were older than me and they never talked about it until they died, and then they talked about it. But they never mentioned these things in all the years they lived with us, and that is what happened in all the communities right across Canada. Nobody wants to talk about it, but I think it's time everybody knows what has happened." He said it means quite a lot that the team made the visit to LeJac, and he hopes it plants a seed in their minds that continues to grow. "The more they learn about us, it is good, but at the same time kids like that have a lot of dreams, and the only message I gave them is to go out and have fun. There is no more you can do but live for today. That is all you can do," added Louis. The Cougars will continue to acknowledge its partnership with the Lidley Tena First Nation and will observe the dark chapter in Canadian history during the home game on September 30, which is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation.